This is the spoiler-filled review of Kung Fu Panda 3, starring Jack Black, Bryan Cranston, Dustin Hoffman, Angelina Jolie, J.K. Simmons, Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, and David Cross. Just to name a few of them. There's a ton of people in this movie itself. So if you haven't watched this movie, then you should definitely hold off on listening to this review, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, so the synopsis for Kung Fu Panda 3 is as follows. Continue his legendary adventures of awesomeness, Po must face two hugely epic, but different threats, one supernatural and the other a little closer to his home. So, when watching this movie, there's a whole lot of great things about it. I'm going over the good, go over the bad. I might throw some hypothetical in there, but probably not. I'll probably just stick with good and bad for now. Just because it's such a great movie. So, the good thing about this movie, it's highly entertainable. There might not be a word. Who cares? I make it words. That's what I do. So, when you're watching this movie, you're having a whole lot of fun with it. There's the characters you love that returns back to it. Jackie Chan even has more lines than his previous movies. So, it's kind of cool to actually hear his voice a little bit more. He has more of a comedic stance in this movie. It's a great bit for him. Then you have Jack Black as Po, which his voice is such a great thing for this whole franchise. Then you have a return of Igwe. So you have a little action with him, and those action scenes are awesome, really awesome. You see a lot of fight scenes. The fight scenes in this movie alone, it's top-notch, really, it's top-notch. And you're reminded why this movie does so well, because it has awesome action scenes, has great lessons to be learned inside of the movie itself. And then you have animation, which the animation, it changes from time to time, which brings a nice little freshness to it. So it's kind of cool. I definitely would say the best part about this movie is Jack Black's Po is finding out about himself, learning that he's a panda, of course, and meeting the whole panda village. That scene alone was just crazy awesome, just because you're able to find out what they perceive pandas to normally do all day. So it's kind of cool to see that, and to see how out of touch Po is with his actual true self. It's kind of crazy and ridiculous. It's like, wow, you really thought he's a panda this whole time, but now it's like, no, you're actually subpar in this whole level of pandaness. It's everyone else is outdoing you every other thing, like eating, sleeping. Like, you're really, like, barely anything but your looks like a panda. That's it. Everyone else is doing the rolls down the hill. It's a whole lot of fun that's being had at this village itself. It's just one of those things where you'd expect it to be so much fun, but it's just very, very surprising. I can say this is probably the best movie out the trilogy. It just keeps on getting better and better, and hits closer to home each and every time. And this movie, you get some of the feels at the end of it. It's like, ah, wow, there's a whole lot of things happening. And which leads me to the bad part. Of course, every movie's not perfect. There's always some kind of bad part in every single movie. This one, the biggest thing that I felt was wrong with this movie was that the villain was too weak. Some people be like, oh no, he's a very strong villain. I'm like, no, for me, he felt very one-dimensional. And there was many things that you could do with that villain. Bryan Cranston is awesome. He voiced Kai, the villain. But there's nothing he could have done that would have made this villain any better than what he was. He was this person that wanted to get all the chi from everyone, and he took the chi from other masters, and it's like some kind of Hadouken kind of thing he had to do to get the chi from people, and it felt like it was too overpowered at times, where it's like, oh, you fight this guy, and at any moment he could just steal your chi and put you into a little jade orb, which was like, oh, then how are you going to defeat this guy if all he has to do is just do a hand movement and that's it, you're done. So for me, it felt crazy. It felt like they tried to make him powerful, But at the same time, it made him semi-weak to where, oh, all you need to do is this move right here and he's done. So for me, that's the one thing I didn't like. I prefer the actual villain from the first movie just because there's more to him and he felt like he had a purpose of some sort. This one just felt like, oh, it took me 500 years to come back and now I just want chi. And it's like, oh, that's kind of stupid. All right, I guess. But I digress. The next thing I thought was not the greatest thing in this movie was the training montage. The training montage took a little bit too long. I wish they cut out a couple more, probably like a minute of the training montage, just because during that whole time, I was like, yep, I've seen this before in other movies from Kung Fu Panda. Like, can we just speed up a little bit? It's cool, but at the same time, they showed another, like, action scene that looked very similar to it at the end of the movie. So yeah, that was my phone in the background. It kind of went off before I ended the actual recording. That'll teach me to actually put my phone on vibrate when I'm actually recording. So where was I? All right, talking about the training montage. That training montage was slightly too long. It should have been a little bit shorter. Besides that, everything else seemed fine. There was a few other things, but that'd be me nitpicking at the movie. But otherwise, this movie is pretty good. You should definitely go see it in theaters. I'm not sure if you see it in 3D. I saw it in 2D, and it's perfectly fine. It's one of those things where you could possibly see it 3D, but I'm the type of person, if it wasn't shot in 3D or even made for 3D, then I won't go actually see it in 3D. So it's up to you if you want to see it in 3D or not. But that's my review. I want to hear your reaction to it. I want to hear your comments on it. So definitely throw it in the comments down below. You can even message me on Instagram to tell me what you thought about the movie itself. And I think that's it. So this has been a review by DC, and I'll catch you guys next time.